Hello, all. You've got Just Jane here letting you know that this is a release from our Patreon. We recorded these episodes in 2020, right as COVID was beginning. So if you hear us talking about COVID as if it just happened, it had. So I hope you guys enjoy. We really wanted you guys to be able to have all of our Twilight episodes here on the main feed. If there are more episodes you're curious about, feel free to join our Patreon. There's a link in the episode notes. So please enjoy.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back
to the Flick Chicks podcast.
I'm Jane.
And I'm Allison.
How are you, Allison?
I'm good, sort of. Everything's so weird all the time now, but...
Yeah, the world really kind of did a 180.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going to happen at all.
Nope, me either. At all.
But, you know, just taking it day by day. It's kind of like I'm not in school anymore. Sort of. Feels like it.
Yeah. Did you see that Pitt canceled their commencement?
I did.
We're gonna cancel.
So. No way. Even if the virus is better by May, the first week of May, you're not gonna be like, oh, you know what we should do? Put 200 people in a room together.
That'll make it better.
Yeah. They're not gonna do that. Because they know that it's gonna go horribly if they do.
Yeah.
So.
No graduation for us.
No graduation for us. Yeah, very weird. I mean, I think they'll do a graduation. Probably what they'll do is be like, you can come back in the fall and graduate in December. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They'll let you walk in December for the December graduates, but like,
they're not the same.
Also, no one's going to do it.
No.
Because no one's like, oh, I'll just have to put everything on hold that I have going on in December.
Yeah.
So I can walk on a stage for a college I graduated from 6 months ago or more. No one's going to do that.
No.
I know, which sucks. But I guess at least when people are like, why don't you have any graduation photos? You can be like, oh, well, a global pandemic that killed millions of people happened the week before I graduated. So, you know how it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been really weird, the world, recently. But if you're stuck inside self-quarantining, something perfect to do...
Listen to this.
And also, rewatch the Twilight films.
Rewatch them all in order. It takes one day.
Yeah.
You can do it in about 11 hours.
We did.
And it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
It was interesting for sure.
I had never seen these.
Yeah.
Because we had watched the first one when we did the episode a month ago.
Yes.
And I had never seen the rest of these. So, this was brand new to me. Yeah. I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
I
saw them all when they came out. And then I haven't seen them at all since the last one came out. Which was in, I'll look it up. It's Breaking Dawn. So, like, there's five movies. Breaking Dawn Part 2 came out in 2012. So, when I was in the 8th grade was the last time I watched any of these movies. I also have read all the books.
I have not read any books.
It's been a long time since I read all the books, though. I don't really remember them that well. I mean, I vaguely remember what's in the movie. But, yeah, I think that's all my background on it. At least I was a big Twilight fan.
Yeah, no, I was not. So what we're going to do is we're going to break this down into two episodes for the four movies we're going to cover. Obviously, we did the first one, so go back and listen to that.
Yes.
If you would like to. But we're going to do, on this episode, we're going to do New Moon and Eclipse.
Yes. And then the last one will be Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2. So, yeah, let's start with a little New Moon.
New Moon. Okay, so what happened in the first one?
I've got what happened in the first one.
At the very end, so.
They go to prom.
They go to prom, and they're dating, and they're happy.
Yep. Okay, so, plot of New Moon. On her 18th birthday, Bella Swan awakens from a dream where she is an old woman, and Edward Cullen, her immortal vampire boyfriend, is forever young. Despite her lack of enthusiasm, Edward's family hosts a birthday reception for Bella at their residence. While unwrapping a gift, Bella receives a paper cut. Edward's foster brother, Jasper, overwhelmed by the scent of Bella's blood, attempts to attack her but is restrained. Believing that he and his family are putting Bella's life in danger, Edward ends their relationship and the Cullens leave Forks. Bella is left severely depressed and isolated for months.
She... Okay, guys. Bella's not well.
I'm gonna move this. Sorry, there's a lot of noise. For some reason, we're having to record on Jane's computer this week, and the gain on her computer is wildly high, and I cannot fix it.
Nope. No idea.
There's something wrong with Jane's computer. This is probably why when we were abroad, we could never figure out why the gain was so messed up.
Probably.
Because you were like, it's turned down all the way, and I was like, it just must not be Jane, and now I'm like, oh.
Jane's just my computer.
Jane's computer, for some reason, wildly amplifies sound, so. Let's see.
But yeah, Bella's just real, real depressed. She doesn't shower for months on end.
She looks gross.
Her hair's greasy. She's just staring out the window. Also, I really like how whenever she's staring out the window and, like, the seasons are changing, it tells you that the seasons are changing.
Yeah, like, telling you the months. You're like, I can see. I could gather. They want you to know the exact amount of months she's depressed for. 3. Her concerned father, Charlie, decides to send Bella to live with her mother in Jacksonville, Florida. Bella refuses and promises to spend more time with her other school friends. She and Jessica see a movie.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
One of the best scenes. Jessica literally is, like, talking to her, and she's like, I'm kind of, like, surprised you asked me to come out. Like, I get that you've been depressed, but at some point it's like, come on, we all have problems. I mean, also to her friends, it's like, you've been dating this guy for, like, negative time.
Yeah, yeah, you have not been dating him at all, and he's weird, and...
Also, he's rude. I mean, they're like, I get he's hot, but, like, come on, girl. Afterwards, Bella approaches some rough-looking bikers outside the theater, much to Jessica's dismay.
Listen, Bella is having some issues with, like, impulse control.
And seeing things.
Yeah, she kind of sees Edward everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you think that maybe, at first you're like, oh, maybe he's, like, you know, communicating with her. He's not. She's just
crazy. Edward can't do that. The dicey encounter reminds Bella of a previous near assault where Edward rescued her in the first movie with his Volvo ripped around that corner.
Remember that?
You remember that? This is a recreation of that. Volvo's gone, but the energy's still there. She imagines seeing and hearing Edward and realizes that thrill-seeking activities can evoke his preserved image. So Bella becomes an adrenaline junkie. Yay! Really good for her. Bella's Quillette, I believe that's the name of the Native American tribe that they're part of, the Quillettes.
Mm-hmm.
Friend Jacob Black helps ease her pain by engaging her in various activities. Jacob mentions how many of his tribal friends are now controlled by Sam, another Quillette. While attending a movie with Bella and Mike, Jacob abruptly leaves after becoming inexplicably upset and suffering a burning fever. Okay, we're just not even gonna, apparently this isn't even gonna talk about the fact they build a literal motorcycle together.
Yeah, no, so to get Bella, you know, out of her depression, they build a motorcycle together.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they can ride it and she can be, you know, thrill-seeking Bella or whatever, the new Bella. Jacob is a good friend. He helps her out of her depression. They become really good friends. And then they go to this movie together.
and Mike gets sick.
Mike gets sick because it's like a action film and he does not like it. And then
also, like, he's probably also sick. He looks bad.
Yeah.
He looks bad. And then afterwards, Jacob and Bella are flirting on the stairs, sort of. But then Jacob tries to make a move and she's like, Jacob, don't. You'll ruin it. And then... Mike comes out and ruins their moment, and Jacob gets so mad.
Like, so pissed.
Like, he's about to punch Mike because he, like, got the flu. So anyway, he storms off, right? Bella drives to Jacob home after he avoids seeing her. Jacob has cut his long hair, thank God, and now has the same Quillette tattoo on his upper right arm as Sam and the other tribe members. When Bella hikes to the meadow that she and Edward often visited, she is confronted by Victoria's vampire companion, Laurent. Not to be confused with James, who is dead. Laurent is the black guy.
Yeah.
As he is about to kill her, a wolf pack appears and attack him.
Yep.
Bella eventually discovers that Jacob and the other tribe members are shapeshifters who phase into giant wolves. They are leaving so much out. Bella has a conversation with Jacob where he's running in the rain without his shirt and only shorts on. And she's like, what's going on? And he's like, leave, Bella. You already know. And then Bella, who, okay, so Bella's just so stupid.
She's so dumb. I hate her so much.
He's literally like, she's so upset. She's in her room. And Jacob is like, bangs on the window and is like, I'm coming up. And then he does this, like, parkour up to the second story of the house and just lets himself in. She thinks nothing of this. She's like, wow, Jacob's gotten fit. And then he comes in. And he's like, you remember when we talked on that beach, La Push? We talked at the beach. And we talked about the legend. And she's like, oh, yeah, the cold ones. And he's like,
of course that'd be the part you remember.
And then he gets really upset. And he's like, I have to go. And he leaves. Bella still doesn't figure it out. She still doesn't figure it out. She only figures it out when later she goes to his house. She's like, I need to see Jacob. And Billy, his wheelchair dad, is like, you can't. And she was like, sorry, Billy. And she just goes around the wheelchair.
It's so bad. She's like, sorry, Billy. And then just walks around him.
Around the wheelchair. He does nothing. And then she walks in, sees Jacob. He's like asleep. And then she goes out there because she sees, because from the woods emerge all the other werewolves, right? And she goes out there and she starts yelling at them. And then she makes one of them mad and one of them turns into a freaking werewolf. Bella still hasn't figured out that Jacob might somehow be involved with this until Jacob comes out and turns into a werewolf to protect her. So Bella has to literally see Jacob turn into a wolf to realize that he's a wolf.
The girl who did all the research to put together that Edward was a vampire
couldn't figure it out with more than ample information and Jacob practically being like, you can figure it out, bitch. Nothing. Okay. So, they're shapeshifters, right? Their age-old enemy are vampires. Though a treaty exists between the Cullens and the tribe, Jacob's pack members are currently on alert for Victoria, the vampire seeking to avenge her mate James, who Edward defeated to protect Bella. With Jacob focused on adapting to his new shapeshifting powers, Bella again finds herself alone and returns to thrill-seeking activities, deliberately oblivious to Victoria's presence. Through a series of miscommunications... This is a bad way to talk about this, but all right. Edward believes that Bella has killed herself after Alice has a vision of Bella jumping off a cliff.
Because she goes cliff diving.
But, so, Alice shows up and is like, how are you? Oh, also, there's a scene where Edward calls the house and Jacob's there and they're in a fight.
And he's like, Swan residence.
Eagle goes, Swan residence. And then he's like, he's asking where Charlie is. He asks where Charlie is. And he goes, he's planning a funeral and hangs up. But you don't know it's Edward, but you know it's Edward. And then Alice shows up, right? And she's like, how are you alive? Edward, he's going to do something. And then she's like, how would Edward know? And then they realize that Jacob made it sound like Bella was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess there's really no way Jacob could have known either. Just a series of miscommunications, if there ever was one. And
they were talking about Romeo and Juliet earlier in the movie.
And they go, Jacob, why didn't you let me talk to him? And then he goes, he didn't ask for you.
That's improper phone etiquette, Bella.
He didn't ask for you. Oh, boy. Okay. Distraught, Edward travels to Italy to ask for the Volturi, a powerful coven that act as the vampiric overlords, to end his life, as he is incapable of doing this himself. When they refuse his request, he plans to force their hand by exposing himself as a vampire to humans during a large festival. Meanwhile, Alice, Edward's sister, returns to Forks and is shocked that Bella is still alive. Alice and Bella travel to Italy to save Edward, arriving in time to prevent his revealing himself as a vampire. Edward, relieved that Bella is alive, explains that he only left Forks to protect her and promises to never leave again. Impressed by a human's willingness to sacrifice her life for a vampire, the Volturi determine that Bella, who knows a vampire exists, must either be killed or be transformed into a vampire. This doesn't seem like they're all that impressed with her willingness to sacrifice her life for a vampire.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, that's very cool, very sweet, very top-notch, but she has to die or become a vampire.
Like, ooh. Because
we're actually not cool with it.
So we're actually still gonna go by the rules. So, Alice shares her vision of Bella as a vampire with Aro, a Volturi elder able to read thoughts through touch. After returning to Forks, Bella asks the Cullens to vote on her becoming a vampire. I like how it's like, who's all in favor of me being killed? Who's all in favor of me becoming a vampire? And then only Edward and Rosalie vote for her to become... No, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice is like, it's gonna happen, so go ahead and just vote yes, everyone. Only Edward and Rosalie vote no. Yeah, bitches. They want her to die. Later, Jacob reminds Edward that a years-old treaty with the Quillette will be broken if any Cullen bites a human. Bella tells Jacob that it is her choice. The movie concludes with Edward telling vampire... Bloop, 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 bloop. Edward telling Bella that he will change her into a vampire if Bella marries him. And then the movie ends.
She's... How old is she at this point?
18. She just turned 18. So I guess she's a senior?
Yeah.
What? Okay, I also want to say, like, in the very beginning, I forgot it was a dream sequence. And I was like, why are they, like, turned on by, like, being old?
Yeah.
Also, Edward and Bella are that couple that make out in the hallway and make everyone really uncomfortable.
Yes.
I also really just prefer Jacob in this movie.
Yeah, no, he's way sweeter.
Edward sucks so bad. He's such a bad boyfriend.
Yeah, he just leaves.
I know. And literally the way he breaks up with her, he's like, I don't like you. I don't know how I ever was with you.
It's like when you're trying to, like, get a dog to leave, you're like, I don't want you anymore.
Can't you tell that I don't want you anymore? Get out of here. Go.
I want you no more.
Also, the contacts are 100% more yikes in this movie. Also, the part when they're in class and they're watching Romeo and Juliet and they're talking about how she's like, oh, so much love. And he's like, well, I do envy them one thing. And she's like, what? And then he's like, haha, I wish I could kill myself.
Yeah.
Bella. And she's like, what the fuck? He's like, if you weren't here, I would literally be dead. And she's like, what? He's like,
I want to die so bad. And it's like, oh.
She's like, ha ha ha. Also, they throw her a birthday party. It's the worst birthday party of all time. It looks horrible. It doesn't look fun at all. It just looks like a bunch of people who hate being together having a party. And then, like, okay. Jasper. What's going on, buddy? It's just a paper cut.
You good, bud?
You good, bud? Also, there's a quote in the movie I wrote down where Edward said, he goes, leaving you was the hardest thing I've had to do in 100 years. But Edward is 109. So what
did he have to do in those 9 years?
That was harder than leaving Bella. Also, she's a bad daughter.
No, yeah, she is. She is, like, she just does not care about Charlie at all.
I know. And, like, then when he comes back and everyone hates Edward, she's like, don't hate Edward. And I'm like, I too would hate Edward.
Like, he didn't do anything. And I'm like, he left you.
He left you and you literally were so depressed. You had nightmares. But also, it just looks like, even if you're right, like, even if it was just a breakup, you're clearly too dependent. Even if Edward is not at fault at all, you are way, way, way too into him. Like, are you joking? You guys haven't even been dating. You've been dating for, like, 1 year. Which, like, granted, that's a while, but...
In high school, yeah.
But also, like...
Ugh, honey.
You're having night terrors every night for 6 months.
Yikes. Not healthy.
Also, it's like, just as she's starting to get over Edward. And she's telling, like, Jacob, like, yeah, maybe it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And then Edward comes back and he's like, JK, I love you.
And then Jacob's like, oh, he's in the way. Okay. So, eclipse time.
What would you give New Moon?
Oh, what would I give New Moon? Oh, I have a review for New Moon, too. What would I give New Moon? I don't know how to judge these movies, because here's the thing. I love them, but I hate that they're not good at all. But they're fun.
They are so fun.
But they're also really bad. They're bad movies, I know. But I like them, and I have a crush on Edward and Jacob, even though it's unhealthy. So it's like, what do I give it? 4?
Okay.
10? I don't know.
I'd agree.
Yeah, 4 seems fine.
4 seems like a good... It's definitely not my favorite Twilight film.
No, not my favorite Twilight film at all. Honestly, I don't know what my favorite is.
I really liked Eclipse.
Eclipse is pretty...
It's fucking crazy.
It is. It's really long, and not a lot happens other than, like, relationship building.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, like, kind of good. Mm-hmm. I kind of think I like Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Okay.
Because, like, the whole pregnancy thing and the Voltor, I love it.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. Okay, so this is a review. Okay, I want to say, picking these reviews has been so hard. Because the one, they're all either ones or tens. All of them. And it's like, I don't know which is funnier. The fact that everyone, the people, like 40-year-old men just hate these movies so much. But then like 40-year-old women just love these movies so much. It's like, no one should be giving it either a 1 or a 10, okay? They're not that bad. They're also definitely not that good. Okay, but I did choose a bad one for this one. It's called 1 out of 10, basically porn for stupid teenage girls. I was pretty oblivious to the whole Twilight fad when the movie first came out, and so was my girlfriend, so I escaped that one. I was made aware of those books about 6 months later and did the math. This was a gimmicky book film serial that all girls had to see, for some reason, made with one reason in mind only, to make money. Folks, there's no art here. This is not a movie, and I mean an acted well produced 3-act movie. I don't know if all movies have to be 3 acts, let's hold up there.
Pump the brakes there.
This is a horrible mess of an audio-visual experiment, is not a movie. The closest thing this can reach is porn. This is porn, down to the softcore kind of way. What do these characters want besides a lifeless, utopic, vague romance? Why is this character, Bella, so absolutely interesting to all the other characters, but obviously not to the male audience? It is written, and badly written, and acted, badly acted, to be a teenage girl's sensual fantasy. A world where they are the center of the universe, where everything is magical, romantic, and that all mysterious, beautiful men worship you. If something might make a stupid, illiterate teenage girl masturbate, this is it. And yes, there are adult women who enjoy this, and it is pathetic that they do. I know. I refuse to see any other installments of this money-grabbing piece of crap, and so should you.
Yikes.
Yikes. Angry.
Not happy about
angry.
It.
Angry.
I think that he's upset that his girlfriend really likes it.
I think so, too. Also, look, I'm not going to say this is good. It's not good. I know it's not good. But it is fun. And
it's a good time.
It is kind of impossible to not be rooting for someone. And it is
it's kind of hot.
And it's kind of hot. I'm not going to lie. Especially those last two movies. Kind of hot. Kind of like you're like, this isn't good. And I know that. But also, there's a part of me that I could let be this bad. And it's nice to maybe experience that part in a safe way. And I think Twilight gives you a place to do that. I this is my least favorite one, mainly because Bella's a real skeez in these.
Yeah, I don't like this. I think this is my least favorite
one. Edward's
as well.
A real gank, and Bella's a real skeez. And yeah. Jacob, this is definitely Jacob's best, though. Yeah. Jacob's top game is this movie. But it's mainly because we get to see him the most in this movie.
Yeah, this is his, like, his movie.
This is his movie. He's so good. Also, I want to go ahead and say this. Bella's not a good character, okay? She's a bad character.
She's the worst.
But we read this article about why Bella is written so poorly.
And it makes sense.
It makes sense, and I want you to think about it for the rest of these episodes, which is that Bella is purposefully written flat so that you can a girl or a guy that's in love with Jacob and Edward. If you can't love Jacob and Edward, you're not going to like these books. If you can, you will, because you can project yourself onto Bella.
Uh-huh.
Because she has no defining characteristics at all.
She's clumsy, and that's it.
Through the whole movie, you're like, what attracts all these people to Bella?
All these people are so interesting, and she's not, and they just find her so attractive.
But that's you, baby. You're not as interesting as you think, right? So we can all be like, I could be Bella, because if Bella can get them, me too. And the thing is, you're right. If Bella could get them, you too. And it's like, that's why in the first movie, when she first comes there, everyone's like, ooh, new hot girl. And you're like, not really.
She's kind of plain.
She kind of looks like any other average person. And, like, honestly, she gets prettier throughout the movies.
She's gorgeous in what which
Breaking
one
is that? Dawn Breaking
part
Dawn
part 2.
Part
2.
Part 1 and 2. Except for when she's pregnant. She's
yeah, like after the honeymoon, she
the
looks
honeymoon
incredible.
The honeymoon looks incredible. Vampire Bella looks incredible. But she's also supposed to be really attractive at those times.
Mm-hmm.
So she does get prettier throughout the movie. She does get, like, a tiny bit more of a personality throughout the movie. But for the most part, she has no defining characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so that you can relate to her.
Yeah, you can project yourself onto her.
Yeah, so you're like, flat surface. And everyone thinks they're clumsy, so, you know. Here we go. Eclipse.
The longest one.
This one's long, baby. Okay. So in Seattle, not far from Forks, Victoria attacks Riley Beers. This
now,
is just some guy.
Victoria is now played by Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, the actress for Victoria changes, along with the director for the film.
Every movie, the director changes.
Yeah, I think maybe one of them had the same director. I think there were 4 directors in 5 movies.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So Riley Beers gets attacked by Victoria in order to begin creating an army of newborns with him in order to fulfill her revenge at Edward Cullen for killing her true love, James. This is the 3rd movie, and we're still on this.
We're still on James.
We're still on Victoria and James. It's like, I've already forgotten about James. Honestly, like, James is so far in the distant past.
The moment he died, exited my mind.
It's kind of like nobody else thinks about it either.
Yeah.
Like, she's the only one still upset about it. Truly. Like, they have moved on to way bigger things. They have to, like, turn Bella into a vampire. So, back in Forks, Edward and Bella discuss the complications of becoming an immortal vampire. At 18 years old, 1 year older than the age Edward was when he became a vampire, Bella expresses her aversion to the idea of marrying so young, though Edward refuses to turn her into a vampire until they are married.
He also won't fuck her until they're married.
True.
And that is really frustrating for her.
Yes. His argument is that she should have the various human experiences she would otherwise miss. I think this is fair.
Yeah.
Also, she's like, you're 17. I don't know why Bella can't get it in her head that Edward is not 17.
He's 109 years old, Bella.
110 at this point. Like, I don't know why she cannot get it in her head that Edward is not 17. He's much wiser than a 17-year-old, Bella. I am 17. Actually, I'm 33.
You are 17, going on 18. I lied, I'm 33.
I know I look young, and I said I'm young, but actually I'm 33. This is Edward, but he's 110. And
I know I look young, and I know I said I'm young, but actually I'm 110.
Oh, Liesl, that makes me so happy. You're so mature for your age. That's what Edward says to Bella. Everyone in this is a pedophile. Except Bella, who's a victim of a pedophile. So, anyway. Right, she needs to have human experiences. While Charlie Swan investigates the disappearance of Riley Beers, Edward suspects his disappearance was caused by the newborn vampires. Furthering his suspicions is Riley's intrusion into Bella's room. He doesn't know it's Riley, though.
Yeah.
Although Edward fears for her safety, Bella insists that Jacob Black and the rest of the werewolf pack would never harm her, but Edward is still unconvinced. Bella goes to La Push to see Jacob and returns home unharmed. During one of her visits, Bella confesses that he is in love. Jacob confesses that he is in love with Bella and forcefully kisses her.
It's a lot.
Furious, she punches him and sprains her hand. And Edward later.
His face is so hard. He just sprains her hand.
She's bad at punching. Could be both. And Edward later threatens Jacob and tells him to only kiss her if she asks him to.
Weird.
Caveat.
Weird.
Just say, don't kiss her. Bella even revokes the invitation of Jacob and his pack members to her graduation party, but when Jacob apologizes for his behavior, she forgives him. Meanwhile, Alice sees a vision that the newborn army is attacking Forks led by Riley Beers. Jacob, accompanied by Quill and Embry, overhear this, which leads to an alliance between the Cullens and the Wolf Pack, which they already have one, but hey. Later, the Cullens and the Wolves agree to a meeting place and time to train and discuss strategy. During the training, Jasper explains to Bella that he was created by a vampire named Maria to control a newborn army. He hated his original existence, and upon meeting Alice, joins the Cullens with her.
Okay. So Jasper was a Confederate soldier.
Yep.
In the Civil War.
Yep.
And so he, was training this newborn army for this one chick. But let me just tell you right now, up until this point, he has, the same kind of voice as Edward has.
As everyone else.
And then he takes Bella aside. He's like, ma'am.
He starts getting this. He's like, I'm from Texas. And it's been 200 years and I still haven't lost the accent.
Even though we haven't heard it for the entire series.
It's so thick sometimes. There's a part where he and Alice are fighting. It's kind of cute. They're play fighting. And he looks at her and he goes, ma'am. And you're like, what the heck is happening? The whole movie, we've never heard this accent.
No.
And now it's yeah.
It's Jasper, a character trait.
Jasper's Southern. Oh, he's Southern.
If there's one thing I know about Jasper, it's that he's Southern.
This doesn't, but don't fret, this doesn't hold on the whole movie. Or basically anytime we're not talking about how Jasper was in the Civil War, the accent's not there. It kind of feels like something they were like, oh, crap, we should probably include... We forgot to tell him that he's from Texas. And instead of just being like, you lost the accent. Because it's been, 200 years and you live in Washington.
In the 21st century.
Even though, we could just say, we forgot the accent. Or we could just not address it and everyone would probably be quiet. We're going to go back and reshoot those scenes. But this time do a Southern accent. Anytime we mention that you're from Texas, do a Southern accent. And you're like, but...
What about all the other times?
What about the whole first movie, the whole second movie, the whole first half of this movie, and the remaining two movies? No. You only need to do it when they'll forget. Don't worry, Jasper. You don't talk that much.
I just imagine the director going, shh, honey, no one's gonna know.
No. It's okay. Pretending to be your boyfriend POV. Yeah. No. It's okay. That's the director to Jasper. And he's like, yes, ma'am. Your boyfriend leads a pack of newborn vampires. And he's Southern, but we sometimes. Okay. So... Bella sees the true bond between a mated vampire pair and begins to understand Jasper better. No, she doesn't.
No, she... That's not what happens at all. Why that in the movie? Then this is just to explain why Jasper knows so much about newborns.
Yeah, and to give us backstory. This is a backstory flashback movie.
What?
So despite her reluctance to marry, Bella realizes that spending eternity with Edward is more important to her than anything else and agrees to marry him. Edward and Bella camp up in the mountains to hide from Bella from the... Wait, I want to talk... I want to talk about Rosalie.
Oh, yeah, Rosalie's background.
Yeah, they didn't even talk about that. So this is... I think this is after they vote for her to become a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So Rosalie,
Storms off. As she does.
As per usual. She's like, I'm mad at Bella for no reason. She leaves, and Bella is like, "What? Why do you hate me?" And Rosalie's like, "I don't hate you. I envy you. And Bella's like, "Please stop talking." And then Rosalie's like, "Oh, let me tell you about myself." So Rosalie was like a rich, privileged girl who was going to marry like a rich guy, but she was naive, and he was a bad man who was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And one night she was walking home from a friend's house, and her fiance was there, and he was drunk, and he was with a bunch of guys, and basically he tried to hit on her, like,
tried to make her undress in front of all of his friends.
Yeah, to like show her off, and she wouldn't do it, and so they raped and beat her to death almost.
And then a vampire found her.
It was Carlisle.
Yeah.
Carlisle found her, turned her, saved her. But she hates it. She wishes she had died.
Yeah.
Because she wants like a family.
She wants a baby so bad.
She wants
we'll come
a
up later and
baby.
Bring
she wants a family and a baby really, really bad. That's like all she ever wanted was to like grow old with a family, and she can't do it because she's immortal. Even though she's like, "Oh, I always dream about what it would be like if Emmett and I," and I'm like, "If you didn't become a vampire, you never would have met Emmett, you dummy."
Dummy.
Also, what is their bond? Like, it never talks about Rosalie and Emmett. Like, we have no idea why they're together.
Yeah.
Honestly, my least favorite couple, but could be such a good couple if they would expound.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right? Jasper did the thing. Okay, so now we're up in the mountains.
Oh my god, the scene.
Edward and Bella camp up in the mountains to hide Bella from the bloodthirsty newborns. During the night, Bella overhears a conversation between Edward and Jacob in which they temporarily put aside their hatred towards each other. She's pretend sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Although we don't really know that in the movie. You kind of have to read the book to know that.
Yeah.
You kind of just have to be aware that this is from Bella's point of view. But that doesn't really work because the movie isn't entirely from Bella's point of view. I don't know. They didn't think about a lot of stuff. So, anyway, they put aside their differences. Also, Bella's freezing to death, and so Jacob has to
cuddle her shirtless.
Yep.
Okay, so, also, the reason they're up there is because to distract from Bella's scent, Jacob has to carry her up the mountain.
Because he smells so bad.
He smells like a werewolf.
Because werewolves stink so much. It's such a big part of these movies is how bad werewolves stink.
So he carries her up the mountain, but now they're like stranded up there in a snowstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't think there was going to be like that bad of a storm. So in the morning, Jacob overhears Edward and Bella discussing their engagement and takes off. He goes, "I'm done, Bella. I'm so done.
I'm so done, Bella."
And then Bella, so
Bella's then, like, "You're too important. Don't
yeah,
go."
Yeah, so he's like, so he literally goes, "Maybe I'll just die in the battle." And she was like, "Whoa, brother, don't do that." And he's like, "Why? Give me a good reason why I shouldn't just go down there and die." And she's like, "Because you're my friend and I love you." And he's like, "Not good enough.
Not good enough."
And so here's what is apparently good enough. Bella desperately asks for him to kiss her, and she realizes that she has fallen in love with him. Which does not translate at all in the movie. It kind of just seems like Bella's pity kissing him.
Yeah, that's really what
in the movie.
It seems like he just begged for it enough.
And she was like, "Okay, fine. Jesus." But apparently, and in the book, it is a little better, is that Bella, he wants Bella to admit her feelings for him, mm-hmm. and this is her admitting it. That's what this is supposed to be. Does that translate? No.
Nope. Does not feel that way at all in the movie.
Feels very sad and forced. So, Edward finds out about the kiss, but is not upset, as Bella says she loves him more than Jacob.
I don't think that that is a good reason to not be upset about it. I really don't.
Edward's like, "Well, you're gonna choose me, right?" And she's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, that's all I need.
I don't give a shit what you do."
110 years, his relationship boundaries are lax.
Also, they're engaged and he's like just so excited to have sex.
So true. He's like, "I'll do anything." "I'll do anything." So, when Victoria appears, oh, by the way, Victoria finds them anyway because she tracks Edward's scent. Stupid!
Stinky vampire!
Stinky vampire! Did no one think about the fact that the vampire was gonna leave the scent also? I wanted the scene where Jacob baby cradled both Bella and Edward in his arm and carried them up the mountain. There's a good part, like, when he is carrying Bella up the mountain, he's, like, holding her like a baby.
It's horrible.
And they're talking, and he's like, I make you nervous. And I wanted to be like, yeah, I also would be nervous if you were baby cradling me up a mountain and forcing me to have this conversation that I don't want to have. I also would be very nervous.
I think you're misinterpreting my nervousness for affection.
I am nervous, but not for the same reason you think. So yeah, Victoria shows up. Duh. Edward kills her while Seth kills Riley. I want you to know... Oh, no, I was going to say it. The Cullens and the Quillette wolves, meanwhile, destroy her army, though Jacob is injured, saving Leah Clearwater from a newborn. So Leah is Seth's... Seth's a werewolf that's young. Leah's his older sister. She's also a werewolf.
Mm-hmm. Seth's adorable.
Leah's not adorable. She's mean.
Yes.
And anyway, Jacob saves her. She's the girl with the short bob.
Is she the one that the other werewolf imprinted on?
No. So
this is so confusing.
So there's another love triangle that's just like mentioned all the time, but we never ever hear anything
else
about
it. And we don't really know the characters very well at all.
So Sam is the guy that like is in charge of the wolf pack. He's the alpha wolf. He's black. He's the black wolf.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Sam. He was dating Leah Clearwater. She's the silver wolf, Seth's sister. Mm-hmm. They were dating.
Okay.
But then Sam imprinted on Emily.
The girl scratched.
With the messed up face. Yeah. Who's like, takes care of their home or whatever. Who always like feeds all the werewolves. Who's not a werewolf. Just a girl.
In a violent relationship.
Yeah, basically.
Because he's a werewolf and it doesn't matter because, you know, he's a werewolf.
Hey, one time. They basically went, one time. And you're like, well, pretty bad. But here's the thing. So like, they use this love triangle to explain the imprinting thing. And also they use it to explain that it's possible to love more than one person at a time, which is mm-hmm. what gets Bella out of being bad, I guess. And so, basically what happened is Sam and Leah were dating for a long time, and they were in love. And Leah does love Sam, of course, and mm-hmm. Sam does love Leah. But once he imprinted on Emily, it was basically, like, no choice. Like,
yeah.
he that's his mate. Like, he can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So even though he feels bad that he hurt Leah's feelings...
He can't help it.
He can't help it, and they're not dating anymore. Because he dumped her for Emily. And then scratched up Emily's face, basically so you'd be able to tell them apart. I mean, if you want the truth of why that had to happen. Also, so Edward could be like, werewolves are dangerous, see that one girl? And you're like, there's literally like 40 werewolves and one girl got hurt. That's not shocking. That's like, let's look at the statistics on vampires, buddy. So Jacob saves Leah Clearwater from a newborn. Several members of the vampire police, the Volturi, now they're
the vampire police.
Oh, I like to think of them as the vampire mafia.
Me too. I think that's a better
they're
analogy.
Like ruling class, but they make up their own rules. Arrive to deal with the newborn army. They're so late. They see that the Cullens are guarding the newborn, Bree Tanner. I also want to say they come to stop the newborn army. They're so late. It's over. We killed them. They're guarding the newborn Bree Tanner, who refused to fight and surrendered to Carlisle. Jane tortures Bree to collect information, then instructs Felix to kill her, despite the Cullens' efforts to spare her. This isn't that big of a part in the movie, but apparently there's like a book, separate book about this girl.
Yeah.
But she dies, so. When Jane notes that, yeah.
Jane's Dakota Fanning.
Yeah. Caius, C-A-I-U-S, he's one of the main Volturi. He's the guy with the blonde hair that's Anthony from
Sweeney Todd. Okay.
Caius will find it interesting that Bella is still human. Bella informs her that the date for her transformation has been set. Bella visits the injured Jacob to tell him that even though she's in love with him, she has chosen to be with Edward. Saddened by her choice, Jacob reluctantly agrees to stop trying to come between her and Edward. Not really. He doesn't really agree to that. He's just like, I'm perfect for you. And she's like,
I am exactly right for you, Bella.
And then she goes, ah,
oh, Jacob.
Ah, buddy, I gotta go.
Make out with my fiance.
Bella and Edward go to their meadow, where she tells him she has decided to do things his way. Get married, make love. That's not on Edward's, by the way, Edward doesn't want that one. Bella wants that one. Bella's like, I'll wait to have sex with you until we're married, but...
But he could still kill her.
But we're gonna have sex. Here's the problem. Here's why. It's not that Edward doesn't want to have sex. He wants to have sex. 110 years, anyone would want to have sex. But he is really strong, and he's worried that if he can't control himself...
That'll like, hurt Bella.
That'll hurt Bella, because he'll get, like, too carried away mm-hmm. having such a good time having sex. It's like in Sex Ed when they were like... Here's what I gotta tell you. Sex, it's incredible. It's amazing. It rocks your socks off, but don't have it. And you're like, well, now I kind of don't want to listen to you.
If you're telling me how amazing it is.
The first five things you said were that, like, it will change your life, but don't do it. It's like if someone was like, drugs, they're amazing, life-changing, but you shouldn't do them ever. And you're like, whoa, I don't know. You're kind of telling me some misinformation here. But Bella's basically like, we will have sex. And he's like, okay, stop. and then after that, she'll be transformed into a vampire. She also explains that she has never been normal and will never be.
Okay, Bella. I'm not like regular girls.
Bella, the most normal looking person that's ever existed. Bella's entire personality is just based on the fact that she knows Edward and Jacob.
Yeah.
That's it. She has felt out of place her entire life, but when she is in Edward's world, she feels stronger and complete. At the end of the story, they decide they need to tell Charlie about their engagement.
I love Charlie.
Roll credits.
There's this great scene where Jacob and Edward are, like, fighting, and then Charlie comes up and he's like...
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
And he literally just, like, touches them.
Let's back it up a little bit.
He's like, guys... Let's calm down. And you're like, oh, Charlie, always have a beater in your hand.
He's an alcoholic.
He's a cop. He's the sheriff. He's, you know, that. He's the dad that's like, I own a rifle.
Yeah, he totally is.
You're like, come on, Charlie, stop it. I love him. He's literally my favorite part of every
movie. He's the best actor in this.
He is the best actor. Having watched every single one, I can now for sure say Charlie is the best actor in all of these films.
The dads are great actors. Jacob's dad is also a really good actor, and so is Carlisle.
Unfortunately, Jacob's dad doesn't come back a lot after New Moon, really.
Mm-hmm.
And most of his stuff is like, you're the weird Native American spiritual guy.
Yeah.
We're going to write you like that. And you're like, do we have to?
Do we have to do that?
Yeah, we do. You want to be a Native American actor and get cast? You will talk about your tribe's history.
Mysticism.
Also, I find it really interesting, like, just some things I find interesting that make no sense in this movie. Why is Charlie looking into the disappearance of a guy who disappeared in Seattle? Like, even if he is from Forks, that would not be in their
jurisdiction
at all.
Yeah.
It would be the Seattle police.
The only thing I can think of is just that the parents are worried. And I'm like,
Charlie
but,
has nothing else going on.
And Charlie doesn't have anything else to do, apparently.
Why is Bella gonna go to the University of Alaska?
What?
They have a really great science program.
What science, Bella?
What are you going for? What are you interested in?
Do you know how many different kinds of sciences there are, Bella?
What are you interested in, Bella? Are you still in school?
What do you like?
Doesn't he own a shirt?
Literally, though, the entire movie, I'm just like, please put on a shirt.
Also, her hair keeps changing color in this movie. It changes, like, four times.
Yeah, it changes from, like, dark brown to, like reddish
brown. Brown to, like, deep, deep brown.
It's very weird.
Also, there's a part where they graduate in this movie. And Anna Kendrick's character is the valedictorian. And she gives what is the best valedictorian speech of all time. And when I was salutatorian in my graduating class, I almost just ripped the speech from this. And I was like, I wonder if anyone would know.
I don't think
anyone would have, but I didn't do it, but I wish I had. Also, I wrote this note. Every single thing in this movie is telling us that Bella is wrong, but we're supposed to root for Bella.
Yeah.
Every time Bella wants something, like, 10 people are like, don't do it, bad. But we're like, oh, come on, just let Bella
just
do it.
Just let her do it.
She is so stubborn.
I hate her.
She's so dumb. I also said this movie is so long.
It's so long.
I started to notice how long it is around the fighting montage, and there was still so much more.
The fighting montage is just like the baseball scene.
Just like the baseball scene. I made like 6 comments about Jasper's accent.
It takes up a lot of the portion of my mind. I just want to say, this movie.
If the Coens drank human blood,
they'd be so powerful.
They'd be beyond. They like the Volturi, but like better be happy that they drink animal blood because they would take out the Volturi.
Yeah, the Volturi drink human blood, and they're still like just as powerful as the Coens, while they only drink animal blood.
Also, okay, after Victoria and Riley die, and Edward sets them on fire,
and they just like burst into flames, like they're covered in lighter fluid.
Takes a Zippo and is like, and they just light up. It's so stupid. I was like, why is this happening? Okay, I've got a review. But yes. First of all, what do you give this movie, Jane?
I give this one a 5.
Yeah, I agree. It's better.
It's better. I think it's better than New Moon.
I agree. Okay. So this is a review from someone that really liked it.
No. Yep.
So here we go. It's a 10 out of 10. Yes, it was amazing. Stop judging it. God, everyone on here is having a go at it. And mostly it's guys in their late 40s and 30s having a moan at the talent the actors possess. I must admit, Taylor Lautner cannot act and should not be in this film.
I thought he's not a bad actor.
Hold on. But as for Robert and Kristen, they can act.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, listen.
The person's delusional, and we know by the second sentence. Yeah, Taylor Lautner, renowned for being a horrible actor.
Yeah, he's really the weakest link in this film, isn't he?
Kristen Stewart, wow, she just...
A revelation.
She sells it. She sells it to me. Just look at their body of work to find that out. Robert in Remember Me, you cannot fault his performance. And Kristen in The Runaways and The Yellow Handkerchief. I love the films, but sometimes I wish I didn't. Not because they're bad, but because people don't like me for it. People genuinely avoid me because they don't want to hang with a Pattinson chick. This cannot be real. It can't be real. It can't be real. It can't be real. Okay. I'm in love with it. I love it.
Pattinson chick.
What do we have? She has a tattoo.
Is that what Robert Pattinson fans call themselves?
No, I don't think so. Most people call themselves twihards. she has like over her heart, she has like Robert Pattinson's birthday. Gross. And Robert Pattinson would literally die if he ever met this woman. He would just.
This is the man.
He would just implode.
This is the man who took a fan out on a date and just talked about how horrible his life is, and she never called him back.
To be fair, exactly.
He did that.
Robert Pattinson would implode. Okay.
Also, he hates Twilight.
I know. I think the film should be given a break. It's not a bad film. It's not a bad cast. It's not a bad director. It came out at probably the wrong time, where now you have the Harry Potter films, which in my opinion are, yes, better than the Twilights, but they go out to a larger surface area of people, female and male. But these films are great, and the soundtrack is too. I feel very sad for Rob and Kristen. That's true.
Soundtracks are great.
All the soundtracks are great. I feel very sad for Rob and Kristen, who now may get chosen for films, but will not find anyone liking them anymore, since everyone who hates Twilight hates them, no matter what they go on to do. That's true. It's time to stop holding Twilight over Robert Pattinson.
That's very true. He hated it.
He has proven that he is good in other things.
It's true.
And I'm sorry, but have you guys seen Cuckoo? Taylor Lautner can act.
Oh my god, he's so funny in it.
He's so funny.
He's a really good comedic actor.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I think he's very funny.
Honestly, he's good at everything. Sharkboy and Lava Girl, close your eyes, shut your mouth, or my fist will knock you out. Dream, 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 dream. That is the moment I knew he was a good actor. Truly. Okay, this film is amazing. If you're into Twilight, go see it. If you're not even, it doesn't matter. Give it a break and just look at it as another film and not as a chick flick Twilight film. Taylor Lautner cannot act. He should not have been in these movies.
Ugh.
All right. I think.
Wow.
I know. Well, that, just leave you guys on a cliffhanger.
About
what our thoughts on Breaking Dawn, P1, P2.
We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. They're long. All the movies are so long. Okay. So, we'll be back next week.
Next week.
With Breaking Dawn Part 1 and Part 2.
All right, guys. All right. Thanks. Bye. Bye.